Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
At the Hope Center, we believe in the power of mentorship to change lives. For over 19 years, we've been empowering youth through guidance, opportunity, and support. Through one-on-one and group mentoring, we provide students from grades 3 through 12 with safe spaces to grow, connect, and dream big. Our mentors are dedicated to creating lasting, positive change for every child. However, mentorship goes beyond the classroom. We create meaningful experiences, bowling outings, trips to the zoo, and special community events, helping young people build friendships and confidence. We also bring in local leaders to inspire and show our students what's possible, connecting them with real-world role models. Join us in building a brighter future. Visit HopeCenter1USA.com to learn how you can support, volunteer, or donate.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and join with me today is Ms. Terry Sparkman of the DeSoto County Dream Center. Thank you so much for coming and being on this podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So we want to jump right in. And so the DeSoto County Dream Center does everything. Like, I need to know all of the stuff. You've got to tell everybody all the programs that you offer and just who you are.
Okay. That's easy for me to do. So we first started back in 2012, and we just did big block parties. And that was great blessed the community in lots of ways, but we realized we weren't really making a sustainable difference. And so in 2014, we started what's known as our education program. And so that was phenomenal as well, but we have grown since then. And now from the education program, we have opened up our health center. We have opened up our food and clothing emergency needs closet. And so we have really come into full fruition of our mission, which is to help the underserved in DeSoto County to dream again. And we do it by focusing on Title I schools, students, and their families. And we provide food, clothing, health care, and education. So that's a little nutshell of who we are and how we got to where we are today. So our education program, we have two of those. We have an elementary program, and we also have a leadership program. The elementary program focuses on third through fifth grade, and we tutor them in math and reading. And our leadership program focuses on middle and high school students, and we focus obviously on leadership skills, but also on character quality skills and team building skills. So that's a little nutshell. I can tell you about the other programs, but I didn't know if you might have some questions for me.
Well, definitely. I want to kind of hover here for a minute. So in the education realm of these things, for the younger children, I know you said you do tutoring and things. So are the people that are involved with that, are these teachers that volunteer their time after school? How does that work as far as who are the mentors for that?
That's a great question. So we have mostly just everyday laymen, not teachers. We'd love to have teachers, though. They are great. But after they've been teaching in school all day, some of them are not as excited to come spend a couple of hours in the evening with the kids as well. And I love teachers. That's what that's my trade of what I did before I became, came to the Dream Center. So So that would be a blessing to have all teachers, but that's hard because we need about 20 volunteers every Tuesday, Thursday, and Monday night. So Tuesday and Thursday are the nights that we focus on the elementary program and math and reading. We do focus on character building with them as well. And then Monday nights, we focus on the leadership program. And so they both, all three nights are 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. And on the leadership program, what does that look like for a young person that's coming in for those things? What could they expect walking in the door for that?
Well, it's a lot of fun. So it is led by a teacher, a former teacher. So she is expecting her fourth child. And so she has a lot of experience with children since she has four of them herself. And then with education being in her background, she has focused on middle school students typically. And so when they come in, the first thing they do is they have kind of some free time, and we feed them with water and snacks that have been donated to the Dream Center, which we're grateful for. And then they just kind of hang out for a little bit, and then they break off into either character building time, where that they have people that come in and share with them, or Ashton, the leader, she may have something special planned as kind of a big group. But then after big group, then they break off into smaller groups, and they have volunteers that work in each, you know, classroom area for that.
Okay, awesome. You had mentioned a moment ago that you also have an emergency clothes closet.
It's emergency clothes and food. So we are not a food pantry that provides services for, you know, big food services and big needs for people. We just help people connect to food pantries such as Heartland Hands. You know, we partner with them really well. And so it's open every Wednesday, 11 to 1. And we give them enough food for 4 days to kind of get them by, and till we can get them connected to, you know, a food pantry or some other, you know, opportunity for them. And then we only take brand new clothes. So we just like to treat the families with dignity and respect. And it's something about a new outfit that just gives you this boost of self-esteem and just makes you, you know, this confidence that you can just go out and do anything that you need to do. So, and part of that process is that we interview the families when they come on Wednesday to the food and clothing closet. We interview them to try to find out why they're in the crisis that they're in, and help them to connect to resources to help them maybe get out of that situation that they're in.
That's wonderful. So how do you go about finding the students and the participants and the people that are involved in that? You had mentioned that you get with the Title I schools in the area. So what does that look like as far as your outreach?
Okay. So we, what we do is we have built a great relationship because we've been around since 2014 with our education program. We've built great relationships with our schools. We started with one school, South Haven Intermediate School, and now we've grown to all of the schools. And so through that, we're able to get referrals from the teachers for our education program. So that's how we get those students. And then as far as emergency need, food and clothing closet, that's through word of mouth in the community and things like a podcast. And so that's how people are becoming, you know, aware of those services that we provide. And then we also have our healthcare facility as well.
Tell me a little bit more about the healthcare facility. That's been around for a minute, so...
Yes, it opened in 2020, and so it's for the working uninsured, and so it's just like you're coming to a primary care, you know, your own primary care doctor's office. That's what it's set up like. So we have two nurse practitioners. We have Dr. Vivian Lowe that partners with us and helps provide any needs or questions that they might have through that process of being seen by the nurse practitioner. We have a medical assistant, and we have an operations director as well.
Okay. Is that for adults and children? I mean, I know that the other opportunities do provide resources for families. Is that extended into the medical situation as well?
Yes. It is based on a sliding scale. Like I said, it is the working uninsured. Mm-hmm. So, that as long as they're working or if they're a full-time student, they can call and see, you know, what services would be available for that as well.
Okay. That's awesome. What got you started with the Dream Center? Like, how did you come to be involved?
Okay. So like I said, I'm a school teacher by trade. So I have always had a heart for kids. And so when I first heard about it, the program in the beginning, when it was trying to get off the ground in 2012 and they were doing the big events, I just decided I wanted to help be a part of that. And so that's how I first got started. And then in 2014, when we started the education program, then I was able to come in and start making the lesson plans and doing things like that just because of my background.
Okay, awesome. Well, I know that I've seen so many things and so much growth with the Dream Center over time from all of that, and just the amount of outpouring of love from the community in so many ways. When we come back from commercial here in a minute, I want you to touch base on just a few of the things about how people can get involved, how people can donate, and stuff like that. All right? Guys, stay with us. We're going to go to a commercial. We want to thank our sponsors of the South Haven Business Beat. We couldn't do what we do without them. We'll be right back.
Earn your degree close to home with the University of Mississippi DeSoto in South Haven. Offering flexible bachelor's and master's programs in fields like business, education, and criminal justice, UM DeSoto makes it easy to balance school, work, and family. Ready to start? Contact an admissions counselor today and achieve your goals right here in North Mississippi. Call 662-342-4765.
Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, welcome back to South Haven Business Beat. I'm Kristen Engelke, and I'm here with Miss Terry Sparkman, and we're talking about all the programs offered by the DeSoto County Dream Center. And before we went to commercial, I had said that I wanted to know more about how people could get involved, how people could donate and give back. I know you do a lot of events that help raise money for all your programs and what you do. Can you tell me about some of those?
Yes, ma'am. So we have a lot of fundraising events. We actually have three in particular. And one is our Wings and Ribs competition, which is usually held in April. We have just recently, in September, we usually have our 5K race. And so, and then our next big event that we will have will be our Giving Tuesday telethon. And this year, 2024, we're actually adding an auction along with that. So that's going to be very exciting to see how that helps to raise more funds for us. So that's just three of our fundraisers that we have.
Okay, so what does this auction look like? Are you needing people to donate items to be auctioned off? Is there specific criteria that they need to be looking for?
No, and not necessarily specific criteria, but we definitely could use items. We would love, there's a couple of bigger items we're still looking for, like maybe a trip hunting or, you know, kind of entice some of the men to get involved. So kind of some guy type items that might be interested, you know, a grill or, you know, something like that the guys would be looking for. But we already have quite a few good things. I don't know if I should spoil anything and tempt people, but there's a baseball player and there's an item that's been signed by him. So just saying, there's a few fun little things like that are out there to look forward to.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about this ribs and wings thing, because that is right up my alley. I love me some good barbecue.
I was going to say that's a fan favorite, I think, because people usually love to eat. So that is typically, like I said, in April. And so for the first few years, we just had wings, and that was exciting. We started with 11 teams the first year, and last year we had about 50 teams. And we had added the ribs to it this last year, and I think that's what made it so exciting. And so it's held at the Olive Branch City Park. Typically, we've floated around between their soccer field, and now it's grown to the park. As we grow bigger, we may need, you know, a bigger facility, so or a bigger space, I should say. And so it's just very exciting. We have teams come in and compete, and they can compete for the unique or traditional wings and different categories for the ribs as well. And it's just a lot of fun to bring our community together to help raise money for the Dream Center.
That's incredible. So it is open to the community. They come in, pay a small fee. They get to wander around and nibble and eat all the good stuff.
Actually, it's free to the public. Oh. But if you want to sample the wings, then you pay a People's Choice taster fee. Okay. So that's the only fee currently that there is. We do bring in food trucks, so there's food that you would want to purchase. We like to get businesses and churches involved and get them to provide kids games and activities, things like that. So it's just a lot of fun. We have music there as well, so it's a fun day.
Awesome. So Tell me a little bit more about the telethon. I know my husband actually has been involved with it last year. So tell me a little bit more about that telethon.
Okay. So in 2023, that was our first year to have a telethon. And so people thought that we were crazy because you just don't see telethons around today as much. But it's a YouTube telethon. And last year we did it for 4 years. We did it for 4 hours. And it was just a lot of fun. We brought in the career tech students to come in and help us with it. And I brought in adults for each one of the students to work together. But it ended up, the students were so skilled and trained so well that really the adults ended up standing around and just watching and being, you know, a part of just observing. And so that was very exciting for me, just because I was not really familiar with career tech and what all they, you know, did there. So it was a lot of fun. The adults, the reason to me why it was so exciting is because they did not leave, even though they kind of were not needed once we saw what the kids could do. But they hung around and they watched and they participated and they text people and got them to call in to make a donation. And it just became a very exciting day. And even though it only lasted 4 hours, it still was a lot of fun. And I think people just enjoyed. Your husband was there. He ended up being there all day. And so it was a lot of fun. And so this year it's going to be 6 hours since we're adding the auction into it as well. So
that's incredible. Yeah, I know he came back talking about it afterwards, and he was so excited. And he's like, I can't wait until next year. And I love the fact that you did a telethon because, like you said, nobody else is doing that right now. And it's really bringing back something that used to be so huge. And I think people are going to really be receptive to that. I love it. And as far as the children with CTC, I had the opportunity of interviewing one of the people that's over those programs, and I was just blown away with the different things that they're learning through those programs, and then just interacting with some of those students and how wonderful and bright and amazing they are. So I'm really glad that you were able to incorporate them and have them have another opportunity to get outside the classroom and just explore new options.
Yeah,
that's great.
And we actually this year were able to utilize those students for another one of our fundraisers, the 5K race. So the health and science students came and helped be a part of our medical emergency team. And so that was just another way that we were able to bring in our community to come and be a part of it, because we always need volunteers for the race as well. So okay.
How many years have you been doing the 5K race?
Since 2016.
Okay, so it's been around for quite a while.
It has.
That's awesome.
It has. We raised $53,000 this year, so that was exciting.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to get involved, let's say just volunteer at the Dream Center during one of these programs, how would they go about getting started doing that?
It's very easy. So just go to our website, which is DeSotaDreamCenter.org, and click on the tab that says Get Involved. And then you have two options. So you can get involved as a volunteer, and so you would click volunteer, and then it'll say first time volunteer. You click that, and you fill out a little short form, and then you would receive information from there and be able to access the calendar of the different activities and things that you can sign up to participate with. And then another option is you can donate. So that's another way people can get involved, is through volunteering, donating. And of course, we are faith-based, so we do love when people are praying for us as well, because we need a lot of, you know, prayer as we are going out in the community and, you know, doing things to help our community.
Absolutely. And I love that it is faith-based, because ultimately those relationships are going to be what spur someone to their next level, to their next steps. And knowing that all of the blessings and all of the things that you provide and all of the things that the volunteers provide ultimately do come from the Lord. And I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that very much.
Absolutely. So we have some outreaches that we do as well. And to me, my favorite thing about those outreaches is that we pray with the families when they come through. So every July, we have a backpack giveaway. And so when those students come through and get to And they have a helper that helps them pack their, you know, figure out what they need for their backpack. Then after they get through that, then they go to the prayer tent and we have people there praying with them over just praying for their school year and maybe, you know, any apprehensions they may have or anxiety about it or whatever they have a need for prayer. Then we're able to pray with them. And we do that with our turkey giveaway as well. That's every year, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We start at 6 a.m. and fry turkeys. We'll fry about 300 turkeys and all the meal and the sides that go with it. And so it's from 6 a.m. until about 6 p.m. And as they drive through and pick up their meal, then we have a prayer team that prays with them as well.
That's incredible. So all the different programs like the turkey giveaway and stuff, all of that is also on the website for families that are in need?
So we focus on the families that are in our programs and the families that are at our through Trinity Health Center, which is our healthcare facility. And then we also have our Adopt-a-Block families that I didn't get a chance to talk about those yet, but we have our Adopt-a-Block families. And an Adopt-a-Block is basically where we go to a neighborhood and we go back every month to that neighborhood from March until October. And we knock on the doors, we get the families to come out and we feed them, we play games with them, we have a devotion with them, and we just get them to know their neighbors and to learn to, you know, to rely on each other and have each other's back by getting to know each other. And so those families are invited to participate in our outreach events as well. And then any other families that contact us that have needs, our emergency needs families are invited to participate in our big events as well. And some of the events are specifically open to the public. For instance, the backpack giveaways, we are open that up for, you know, any of the students in DeSoto County.
Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we possibly didn't mention or that I didn't ask that you want to make sure that you speak on?
Well, we do have, I did mention about our Adopt-a-Block program that we have, but we also have a couple of other programs that are related to the schools. We have a Dream Backpack program, which is a weekend feeding program for students that struggle with food on the weekends. And we also have what's called a Dream PTO, because there's three schools that do not have a PTO in their school. And so we love on those staff of those schools. And then we also have what's called Dream Closets in a couple of the schools where students may be struggling with hygiene products or some clothing items. And so we are able to put some brand new clothes and hygiene products and some school supplies in there. So the teachers won't have to dip into their own pockets to go and help some of those students out, but we provide a closet for them in the school.
Well, Ms. Terry, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and telling me all about the programs that you have. And guys that watching, you definitely need to reach out, volunteer, pray over this particular ministry. If you want to get involved, go to their website, sign up, donate, and we look forward to being a part of the growth and expansion and helping these families in DeSoto County. Thank you so much. If you haven't done so, please make sure you go like, subscribe, and share this podcast. And we can't wait to continue to educate you about organizations and businesses in our county and how you can give back and support our local businesses. Thanks so much. Thanks for watching South Haven Business Beat. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us. info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.